but my dad's down to the last closing days or week of his life, and so he's been at Rest Haven in Grand Rapids in a care facility. I've been able to have some outdoor visits with him over the summer, and not allowed to have indoor visits, but the policy of the home is when you get down to the last few days of life, they allow you to go inside and visit. So I made my way Friday up to Grand Rapids, and my intention was to spend a couple hours there and come back. And so I was able to get inside the home and see them in person for the first time in a long time. I soon realized my stepmom, who was there, greatly enjoyed having some company from the outside inside, and she's not seen anybody other than those in the home. And so I soon realized I was probably going to stay a little longer than I intended to stay. And then I realized all my other visits were kind of cut short because my dad was getting tired and he'd be in a wheelchair for 10 minutes and he'd want to go back inside, and so he'd call for the nurse. This visit, I was the one who was going to determine when I should leave, and all of a sudden I realized that was going to be a difficult time. And I actually texted Diane, and you know, I'm like, I'm still here. I'm having a difficult time leaving, because I knew that that would be the last time I would see my dad. So I ended up staying for 6 hours and went over, and my dad was asleep and medicated, and I just said the words to him, well done, well done. And pretty soon he's going to hear words, well done, from somebody else. That will be much more meaningful. So pray for our family. I anticipate a funeral this weekend in Grand Rapids, and so I talked to Jody Reith-Miller this week, and he's gonna be here next Sunday, and that will just take a little bit of stress off of me. I've done hundreds of funerals, probably 150 to 200 funerals. Never done a funeral for a family member, and so you pray for me, and we will count on God's grace and strength for the coming week and the coming days ahead. So thank you for your prayers.